Okay, so today, friends, we have got a new story for you, and it was recommended to us by some friends, and it's called Bart, Stop the Farts, and it's written by Neerit Litany, illustrated by Fanny Leem, and read today by Mommy, and us, oh.
The alien saucer holder.
The alien saucer holder. Oh, so you hold alien saucers? Are you like,
I just hold on to this one.
Oh, you have just one. Oh, there's only one alien saucer. Wow. Well, you never know if you need to have something to hold an alien saucer, so it's good to know we have one here. But before we get started, we should give our patron shout out, shouldn't we? Like once a week, we try to do this. We try to say thank you to the people who support us. And for those of you who don't know, Patreon is a great little site that helps people who want to encourage artists or podcasters like us to keep doing what we do. And today we would like to say thank you to, do you remember their names? Cal and his little sister Winnie, and their mom Danny. We want to say thanks for your support, guys, and thanks to you, we can have more stories. Can you say thanks for your support?
Thanks for your support.
Oh, sorry, thanks for your support. Vroom. Because again, the flying saucer could potentially be going at any moment. So let's get on with the story, shall we? Bart, stop the farts. Here we go. Bart is a silly little boy. Everywhere he goes, every chance he gets, Bart farts. An unpleasant, smelly cloud always surrounds him. When Bart wakes up each day, his mother enters his room to greet him good morning, and Bart greets her back with a loud fart. Oof. Bart's mom tells him, "Bart, stop the farts." She plugs her nose and leaves the room after saying, "Pew-wee." Then, once all his family has gathered in the kitchen for breakfast, Bart's father asks if he wants to eat pancakes or an omelet. And Bart answers, "Pancakes, please," with a smelly fart attached. "Yuck, Bart, stop those farts," Dad scolds before he opens a window. When Mom, Dad, and Bart go on the elevator, they smell a stinky Bart fart. All the people inside the elevator pinch their noses closed. In an elevator, it's impossible to open a window, and there's nowhere to hide. Mom and Dad are embarrassed. They whisper to Bart, "Bart, stop the farts." Adults and even kids in the elevator give Bart strange looks, but Bart does not care. He is amused. When Bart and his parents are in the car driving, Bart never misses an opportunity to let one slip. Mom and Dad tell him, "Bart, stop the farts." Bart just giggles since he thinks it's entertaining. They crack a window, but the smell hangs inside the car for a long time. Mom and Dad are getting frustrated with Bart. At kindergarten, right in the middle of every game, Bart farts. The children run away from him screaming, and nobody wants to play with him for the rest of the day. It's not pleasant for the kids to be near him since that smelly cloud surrounds him at all times. The teacher tells him repeatedly, "Bart, stop the farts." But he ignores her every time. He's enjoying himself. When Bart goes to visit his grandma and grandpa, they hug and kiss him and shower him with treats and gifts. "We missed you so much, our beloved boy," they tell him. Bart shamelessly responds with a squeaky fart. Grandpa and grandma are insulted. They sternly say to him, "Bart, you must stop those farts." Bart is too busy with the gifts he just received. so he doesn't even notice their pleas. Bart is so rude. And you know what I think?
What?
I think maybe his mom and dad should consider what they're giving him to eat, because there's a small chance that he's eating something that's not good for his body, and that's why he's having all those Rudy dudes. Ariel. One day, something very unpleasant happened to Bart. He went with his parents to watch a children's play at the theater. It was a play that Bart wanted to see badly and had waited a long time to watch, and he was so excited. Once they were inside, Bart took his seat. After a few seconds, he noticed a very dirty kid right next to him. The boy had not taken a shower or washed his hands in a long time. His clothes were dirty, his hair was greasy, and he had a very unpleasant smell. He was actually the stinky one. Bart whispered in his mother's ear, "Mommy, there's a stinky dinky sitting next to me." Mom shushed him and said, "Ignore it. The play is starting now." But it was impossible for Bart to ignore. The smell really bothered him. That stench that came from the stinky boy didn't allow Bart to enjoy the show one bit. Bart covered his nose with his sleeve, but he could still smell it. Bart tried to cling to his mom as hard as he could, to put space between him and the stinky kid, but it did not work either. The bad smell made Bart restless. He could not enjoy the show, and he was starting to feel angry and upset. After the play ended and they left the theater, his parents asked if he enjoyed the play. Bart grumbled, "I did not enjoy it at all. I could not concentrate on the actors or the music. The bad smell from the dirty boy next to me was unbearable. It was so disgusting. I thought I might throw up the whole time we were there." Wow. That's a pretty tough situation to be in, don't you think? Bart's dad snorted. "Bart, that is exactly how everyone feels when you fart so close to them. It's rude, disrespectful, and disgustingly smelly. It's not pleasant for anyone but you. We feel like being sick when you fart around us." Bart listened to his dad for once and did not say a word to interrupt him. They got in the car and drove home quietly. This time, Bart did not fart in the car. Dad smuggled a wink at Mom and kept driving. The next morning, when Bart's mother came into his room to greet him, Bart replied with a "good morning" of his own. His mother didn't hear a single fart. Bart knows how unpleasant it is when a bad smell spreads from someone near you. He realized he disgusted everyone who stood beside him when he farted. Bart realized he was disrespectful to the people around him. Ever since that time in the theater, Bart steps away from people when he has to fart. He had learned his lesson, and now Bart stops the farts. And that is an awesome thing, don't you think? Do you want to know what I really like about it? Is sometimes it's not just farts that we have to watch ourselves with. It's all kinds of behaviors that are not good. If we want to stop ourselves from doing things like telling jokes that aren't kind, or maybe even pushing or keeping our hands to ourselves. You see, there's lots of different things that we have to do around other people to show respect and kindness to them, you know? So let this be a lesson to us all. We must all try to remember to be respectful of people around us. And that is
the end.
The end.